Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Insane Things Podcast. Yeah, I know it's Thursday. I actually have the day off tomorrow, so I'm recording it a day early. Normally, we do this on Friday to wrap up the week that was. So let's dive right in. Insane thing number five. The Trump peace deal between Hamas, Israel, and a whole bunch of other Middle Eastern countries. Our side was euphoric on this. Trump got the hostages released. But you know what was weird? I mean, before I realized the details of the deal, why was a mainstream media so complimentary on it? Was something wrong here? I mean, Trump actually got rare praise from the mainstream media. And then I understood why when I got the terms of the deal. This is an absolutely fantastic deal for Hamas. Everybody else on the planet, not so much. If you watched any of our media, you saw euphoria and celebrations. Trump had done something Biden hadn't been able to do. He got Hamas to agree to release the hostages. But at what cost? Our side didn't dwell too much on that. Turns out there's a big reason for it. See, Hamas took those hostages and killed 28 of them, just for kicks, I guess. 20 are still living for a very good reason, for a moment just like this. So they'd have a bargaining chip to get this deal, in which they trade 20 living hostages and 28 dead ones for 1,700 Hamas terrorists? That's right, the fine print's kind of terrifying on this thing. This is from the Middle East Forum. The arithmetic of this exchange should give everyone pause. Israel will release over 1,700 Palestinian prisoners, including 250 serving life sentences for the most heinous acts of terrorism. These are the architects of the Park Hotel Passover massacre, the planners of the Sbarro pizzeria bombing, the orchestrators of attacks that turned school buses into bloody crime scenes. Each has blood on their hands and expertise on their hands. Every released prisoner returns to Gaza or the West Bank as a hero, as a symbol of resistance, armed with years of additional training and burning with renewed purpose. Now here, folks, this is what's so horrible. Do you know who the architect of the October 7th slaughter actually was? Yahya Sinwar. He spent 22 years in an Israeli prison studying Hebrew, analyzing Israeli society, planning his revenge. He was released in a similar deal in 2011. It was called the Shalit Deal, along with 1,026 other prisoners, and he used his freedom to orchestrate the deadliest day in Israel's history, October 7th. So Israel just agreed in this Trump peace deal to release another generation of potential Sinwars. Pray they only terrorize the Middle East and not America. Because, you know, in a future Democrat presidency, the borders could be thrown wide open again. Letting them out into the world is the height of irresponsibility. And I know I'm swimming upstream on this one. I know there was joy and euphoria in all the other corners of our media, but I just don't share it. So why did Hamas agree to this now and not months ago? Because they're on their knees and they need their leadership back. They need these fighters. Here's John Schanzer with Defense of Democracies explaining the situation that Hamas is in.
Number one, Hamas was defeated a long time ago. I mean, they are a shadow of themselves. The United States continue to provide the weapons to Israel despite all the pressure, despite all of the condemnation all around the world. I think Donald Trump held his ground. It was a remarkable show of fortitude to stand by our ally and to let them finish this war. Hamas really couldn't continue fighting. They were too weak to fight. And I think they just needed a little push over the edge to finally quit this war. And I do think that that's what's happened.
Yeah, everybody else is dead. So they needed their masterminds back. Folks, the only way this makes sense is if Trump and Israel have some kind of wink, wink, nod, nod deal where as soon as they're out, Israel's going to start killing them. But that's still highly risky. They could hurt anyone from Israel to our shores in the meantime. Here's Jim Hansen with the Middle East Forum, one of the few with the courage to say this deal's a little sketchy.
The estimate is there somewhere around 1,700 prisoners are going to be released, all of whom are some of the worst of Hamas, which is saying a lot. So when they go back, they have not had some magical conversion. You know, they did not undergo a transformation in prison to decide that they no longer hate the Jews. So once this happens and Israel gets its people back, they're going to have to look at what happens next in Gaza, in the West Bank and the rest of the Palestinian territories to see who's running it. And I think that's where the rest of the Gulf states come in. It cannot be Hamas. It may be some version of a reformed Palestinian Authority in the West Bank, but
you mean the Palestinian Authority that currently pays bounties to Hamas every time they kill an Israeli, that is currently paying Hamas terrorists' families, the ones who were killed on October 7th? That Palestinian Authority? Yeah. There's another problem with this. One of the reasons Trump was praised so much for this deal is because he brought all of these Middle Eastern countries together that normally can't agree on anything. And that's actually a good sign for Trump's future, you know, diplomatic ability in the Middle East. But here's the problem. Again, from the Middle East Forum, the framework speaks optimistically of Hamas agreeing to disarm, to leave Gaza, to accept peaceful coexistence. But Hamas has committed to none of this. They've only agreed to phase one, the hostage exchange that strengthens their position, which it does. Points 2 through 20 of Trump's peace plan remain aspirational, contingent on Hamas's voluntary compliance with demands no genocidal movement is ever accepted without military defeat. Even more troubling is who's guaranteeing this arrangement. Turkey openly hosts Hamas leadership in Istanbul, providing sanctuary for terror planning. Qatar has funneled billions to Hamas over the years, maintaining the terror infrastructure under humanitarian cover. These aren't neutral peace brokers. These are Hamas's lifelines, ensuring the organization survives this war intact. Their presence reveals the deal's true consequences, not Hamas's elimination, but its preservation. Turkey wants Hamas alive as leverage in recent regional politics. In Qatar's billions, they won't stop. They'll be rebranded as Reconstruction Aid. While rebuilding the same tunnel networks Israel just destroyed commences. In addition, they've demanded the U.S. will, this is scary, provide security guarantees that prevent Israel from going back into Gaza to finish the job. I don't want our soldiers in the middle of this. The proposed International Stabilization Force promises to succeed where every previous mission has failed. But when is any international force actually confronted Hamas? They write. Folks, here's the thing. I'm not going to worry too much about it, that, because we'll never get that far. Hamas just wants its fighters back to reconstitute at the top level. And we'll just have to cross our fingers that Israel manages to kill them first. This deal is fantastic for Hamas. Everybody else, not so much. And I wish it wasn't true, but it is. Another kind of scary footnote to add about those Hamas terrorists going running around is that Canada, despite Trump's tariffs, still hasn't tightened their visa policies that pretty much allow terrorists on the Interpol and international watch list to get a visa, come to Canada, and pass right through to America. So, folks, the danger here to us that they'll come here to try to target Jews or Americans, it's very real. In fact, we've covered this in a previous Battleground America podcast. Two-thirds of the terrorists that we know of who came here during the Biden administration came through Canada, not Mexico.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Insane thing number 4. The Democrats are literally keeping government shut down in order to get illegal immigrants their Medicaid back. Here's the actual absurdity of this situation, and it's all around absurd. What the Democrats are blocking right now by voting no, and they truly have shut the government down. I mean, Republicans are voting yes, is what's called a clean CR. It's just a continuation of the budget from before. If you pass a CR, you can't change anything in it. Well, the Democrats have voted to pass this exact CR 13 other times. If they pass it again, it'll be 14. But whose budget is it, actually? Damn Nancy Pelosi's. Yeah, and Joe Biden's. It's not a Republican budget. And you know what's absurd about that? Democrats are polling at a 30-year low for their party. We just want everything. And we're still passing their budget with their priorities, which is why they voted for it 13 times. In fact, to keep it going, when Republicans tried to impeach Mike Johnson as Speaker, it was the Democrats who voted in a near majority to keep him in so we could keep passing that CR. That's how absurd this is. And part of this is really, I mean, Republican leadership blocking this because Mike Johnson in 2023, when he ran for Speaker, promised appropriations bills. If we did 12 of those, which is what's always been done in the Congress since the founding till about two decades ago, If we did that, we could go and cut line by line. The budget would actually be our priorities instead of Nancy Pelosi's. But what Mike Johnson does is just not allow appropriations bills to be marked up. They don't work on them. Then they go on vacation. Then they come back and he says, we got like, you know, a week, 2 weeks to pass this. It's an emergency. And then he promises, oh, don't worry, next time we'll have appropriations bills. This has been going on for 2 years. By the way, this is a 7 week stopgap measure. He says, we'll totally have appropriations bills in 7 weeks. Yeah, okay, Mike, we've been told this before. So this just shows you the absolute absurdity of the Democrats not voting to pass this. Quite frankly, I don't want it to pass, so I don't give a damn. But folks, even CNN is tired of the lying here. Dana Bash points out to Nancy Pelosi, you're sitting here on my show telling me Republicans shut down the government, but they all voted yes on this, and you voted no. Can you explain that, Nance?
They are voting yes on what we say here in Washington, a clean CR, a bill to keep the government running for 7 weeks, and Democrats are voting no, and for the reasons you just said. So how are they shutting down the government?
First of all, it isn't a clean CR.
Okay.
So let's not stipulate to that. It's
not
a clean CR.
What do they have in it?
It's going into that. The point is...
Yeah, and then her brain broke. She didn't complete the sentence because it is a clean CR, and Dana Bash was looking at her like she's insane. But here's the big lie, folks. Hakeem Jeffries and the Democrats are running around saying illegals don't get Medicaid. Why, it's illegal for the federal government to give it to them. Here's Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader, telling that lie.
Now, federal law clearly prohibits the expenditure of taxpayer dollars to provide health care to undocumented immigrants, period, full stop. And no Democrat on Capitol Hill is trying to change that law.
Yeah, okay. But the big pretend here is that they're not direct funding Medicaid. They're just reimbursing the states, and they were funding Medicaid. The big, beautiful bill ended that, as the Congressional Budget Office documented extensively. In fact, I documented it on a podcast last week. I'm not going to put you to sleep with it. But what's hilarious is that Newsweek back in May, before the liberal media knew they'd have to lie about this, actually published a map of the 14 states, all of them with either blue legislatures or blue governors that are providing health care, Medicaid, to illegal immigrants. Oops. They should have pulled it down off Google, but they didn't. The article is hilariously titled, Map Shows 14 States Offering Health Coverage to Undocumented Migrants, and explains how they pay for it with pass-through federal money, but also how the big, beautiful bill would end that. And that's what they want to put back. It simply strikes the section of the big, beautiful bill that cuts off the money. And this is, look, folks, by the end of the week this week, Donald Trump had deported 2.2 million illegals. Democrats need to show them, look, if you stay, we can keep you on welfare. Please, we know it'll be hard. Hide out with us. You know, just stay through the end of the Trump administration. They've got to show them something because, folks, here's the thing. They're giving up. Trump's only deported about, you know, just shy of 500,000 of them, which is actually amazing for 250 days worth of work. But the other, you know, 1.5 million, they self-deported. So they're getting on planes. They're taking the Trump offer of a free ticket and $1,000 for their trouble, and they're leaving. This has Democrats in a panic. They never thought Trump would pull this off. Insane thing number three, the spying without criminal predicate in Arctic Frost. Yeah, where 8 senators were spied on just because that's what the FBI does for the Democrats, I guess. And folks, I think this was actually the bigger story. Do you realize 30 other individuals were spied on too? Their devices were individuals running or connected with 92 different organizations that make up the spine of the right wing slash Republican movement in the U.S. Now, we found out who the senators were this week. We did not find out who the other 30 were. I bet you one of them was Charlie Kirk. Again, none of these people were suspected of crimes. What the FBI's learned it can do is go to a Democrat judge, list or air a Democrat grievance, like they're denying the election or January 6th, something that they have no connection to. And then the judge, liberal judge, will simply approve the spying. It's a total violation of the Fourth Amendment. You actually have to present evidence of a crime. They did not. There was no predicate. And folks, they did this the first time in the Russia collusion hoax. Got actual court orders forcing Trump to turn over more than a million personal documents so they could spy on them. They also spied on him after getting permission from the FISA court. What's so outrageous about that is colluding with Russia, even if he'd done it, which he didn't, is not illegal. Yet he had to turn it all over, and he was spied on, folks. So what you can see here is the outline to this. They had already succeeded in kangaroo court trials for Trump. And at the time, Trump was facing 700 years across five cases, or it appeared he would be. They were in the process of doing it. And so what they were doing clearly was, you know, having gotten almost no pushback from Republican leadership, they decided to put Republican leadership in prison, pretty much the leadership of all these organizations. Anyway, I mean, I don't think they would have touched like Mitch McConnell or Mike Johnson or their other pet poodles. But, you know, Steve Scalise, those folks. But yeah, they were preparing. I think, and you would have seen it, too, just to have mass arrests. And if you think they wouldn't do it, I'd present as evidence, you know, to you, the crew of eight people, the masterminds who put Trump in office in 2016, from Peter Navarro to Paul Manafort to Steve Bannon, they're all convicted felons, 100%. This was that. This was getting ready for the show trials that would end the Republican Party and gut its grassroots. Insane thing, miracle of Trump being elected. But folks, I just want to point this out to you. This is actually a relatively minor case of their spying. I mean, never mind, they were spying on Trump and everyone around him with a FISA warrant that they got by lying their butts off, claiming that he was involved probably in Russia collusion. We'll never forget, they've known since 2016 when the CIA, when John Brennan briefed Barack Obama, Joe Biden, James Comey, and the FBI, that actually Hillary had made up the Russia collusion hoax. There was no Russia collusion hoax. Also, as we found out in recent months, there was no Russia hacking. There was no elections board hacking. Those were actually contractors hired by Hillary to fake that and make it look like Russia had done it. In fact, there was no activity by Russia at all. So they lied to the FISA court. That's perjury, which is why, folks, I'm really, really hoping, if you saw, and this is insane thing number two, James Comey's arraignment. They let him slip out the back door, by the way. They didn't do a perp walk. That's only for Republicans and Donald Trump. And actually, I'm really glad Trump and the FBI didn't perp walk him. There were some people on our side mad about that. I'm not going to give that to the media. They would have used that as an image, you know, to show how cruel and dictatorial Trump is. I would have let him out the back door, too. Not because I like the scum bucket, but because I want to deny them that visual that they would have used to, you know, claim Trump was committing human rights atrocities or something like that. But folks, I want to remind you of something. There's two charges here, okay? And Comey was arraigned. There's a lot of years. These are felonies. One of them's perjury, lying to Congress. But the other one's the one that they can build the obstruction and RICO case around. The obstruction case that folks, you needed to get to conspiracy. Because what James Comey truly did was conspire to obstruct Congress from finding out the Russia collusion hoax wasn't real. And once you can get, if you can get that obstruction charge going, you can hang a RICO charge on that. You really can. And I want to remind you how bad this spying actually was. I mean, I just ran over the FISA court part. They spied on Trump. They spied on everyone around him. That was a three-jump warrant. So as Trey Gowdy pointed out, so understand that's Trump. Everyone who's ever emailed Trump, called Trump, visited Trump, everyone who's ever emailed, called, visited, had lunch with those people, and everyone who's ever visited, called, had any connection to those people. That's what a jump warrant is. So we're talking spouses. In other words, the entire Republican ecosystem. So, in terms of the eight that got spied on, and I think that the FBI was watching their movements, they were also, you know, looking at who they were calling, but they didn't see the contents of the actual calls. Honestly, folks, that's a small hill of beans compared to the rest of it. I mean, you remember this one? Headline from the Washington Times. Whistleblower. James Comey had FBI honeypot spies infiltrate Trump's 2016 campaigns. Alleged off-the-books investigation predated the FBI's Russia collusion probe. So, I mean, James Comey personally handled sending in honeypots. They try to have sex with you to blackmail you into Trump's campaign with no criminal predicate. I mean, so the list here of what this guy did is so long. I mean, truly, he could go to prison. In an honest justice system, he would for the rest of his life. And folks, if we could change the venue, get it down to Florida, and then again, hang a RICO case on the obstruction charge, he may go away for the rest of his life. But folks, that's a stretch. But it is possible because he actually did it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Insane thing number two. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but they actually caught the Palisades arsonist. Kind of ironic that the feds got him, not California. You surprised? He killed 12 people and did billions of dollars of damage. Of course, he's a left winger who was concerned with what? Climate change. Oh, the irony, at least according to his internet post. Oh, the irony there. Why? Because all the right liberal leaders, most especially Gavin Newsom, lectured us about the Palisades fire, saying it was caused by climate change. Nope. It was actually caused by a climate change enthusiast. There, I fixed it. Insane thing number one sounds more insane when I tell it straight through. For months, I've been documenting what's been going on in LA, in Portland, in Chicago, where the police have elevated Antifa and the black bloc thugs who rule the streets to the position of top dog law enforcement. Truly, that's what they're doing in these cities. Remember, it started in L.A. A lot of people don't realize the reason Trump had to send the National Guard into L.A. was not because there were riots, but because the black blocs, the Antifas, the liberal thugs took to surrounding the ICE building. And one time they overwhelmed the ICE building in terms of numbers. There were more numbers than people inside. And the panicked ICE agents called 911. Well, Mayor Karen Bass, you remember, as the UK Daily Mail reported, personally went down to the dispatch center to make sure no police were dispatched. And Trump said, that's it. That's it's too deadly. There's going to be people going to end up dead. So that's why he initially sent the guard. Now, fast forward to this week in Chicago, or rather, let's go back to last week. It's Friday. It's the last day of the week. And we had just watched the Texas situation with the attempted murder of, the border agents there. And we were watching Portland, where for 3 months this summer, the police simply don't respond when Antifa beats you and violates noise ordinances. In fact, it had gotten so bad that residents filed a lawsuit demanding the police respond because they couldn't sleep in the apartment across the street. They kept getting assaulted by Antifa. They were told to stay on one side of the street. If they crossed, they'd get beaten. If they got in the way, they'd get beaten. If they complained about the air sirens that ran all night long in violation of the noise ordinance, they'd get beaten. And the Portland police would do nothing about it. Well, a judge eventually ruled the police didn't have to respond. I mean, that is one of the most astonishing rulings in American history because it codified, truly, it codifies the two-tier justice system on the street. So understand, from Chicago to Portland to LA, the top cops, the most powerful law enforcement force is Antifa slash Black Bloc slash liberal thug protesters. When I left here on Friday a week ago, I actually asked the question, are we going to get to the point in these liberal cities where ICE agents are under siege in a firefight? They're burning down the ICE building with Molotov cocktails. They have them trapped inside, which was actually a common tactic during the Summer of Love. I mean, in Portland, one of the things, by the way, that they have done in the last 3 months, and they get those big industrial sized trash, like steel heavy trash cans that you roll. I mean, they're like 10, 12 feet wide. They'll roll them across the entrances, and then they'll throw like Molotov cocktails or, you know, other incendiary homemade flammable devices through the window. I mean, they're trying to kill these ICE agents. And that's why the federal government had to permanently station a sniper on the roof. I mean, people don't understand how bad this is. And I asked the question, would it get to the point where, you know, you had dying ICE agents and no ambulance would come? They're in a firefight or, you know, burning to death in a fire and nobody comes. Would that happen? And I was thinking in terms of years from now, okay, or like even months. I didn't realize we'd be there by Monday with these ICE agents surrounded, their cars rammed, boxed in, and one of the liberal lunatics pulls out a gun. They pumped her full of bullets, and unfortunately, she survived. But folks, I don't know if you realize this. When the Chicago police did not respond, and we now know there was a command for that, that was given by the patrol captain. We have it in writing because some patriot inside the 911 dispatch center released that and the audio. The command was actually given. They were not to respond. So after they called 911, these ICE agents, in a panic, they called for backup. The backup arrived, and it was immediately rammed and surrounded by a second group of thugs. So, folks, this is already happening. This is shocking, okay? And these are really bad visuals for the Democrats. Well, then we find out that 37-year-old Chicago illegal immigrant Juan Espinoza Martinez, who's now been charged with a single count of murder for hire, actually put a bounty on the head of one of the sector chiefs by the name of Gregory Bovino. It was a $10,000 bounty. But that's not all he did. If you read his indictment, when the ICE agents were rammed and then surrounded in that incident, he gave the command in writing for his henchmen in his gang, the Latin Kings, to descend upon the scene where the ICE agents were trapped with guns. In other words, he wanted them killed. And I don't know why that didn't happen, but you know what it tells you? Folks, the Department of Homeland Security put out a press release later announcing this incident had happened. It wasn't on the news. That means Juan Espinoza Martinez knew about it as it was going down. Were those his people? Were those Latin Kings that rammed those ICE agents and surrounded them? Again, he's the same guy who put the $10,000 bounty on Sector Chief, Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovino. But it's actually worse than what you probably heard this week, because the media initially misunderstood the written order. And folks, it was written. He texted it out. You can actually see screenshots of it in the indictment. And what it looked like it said was $2,000 for information, like on Bovino, on where he was, and $10,000 to kill him. That's not what it said. What it actually said was $2,000 for extracting information from Bovino. That means after the kidnapping, and $10,000 for killing him. Bovino kind of had a profound question for Americans.
There's going to be more incidents just like this because it's a war zone out there. Secretary Noem mentioned a bounty on the heads of federal agents, that $2,000 to kidnap, $10,000 to kill senior Border Patrol officials and senior ICE officials here in Chicago. Now, what happens between the kidnapping and the killing portion? That's something out of a third world country. Is this America?
You mean a Chicago America? No, it's a third world lawless post-American territory ruled by Marxism. But even days later on Fox News, you could tell Greg Bovino was still in absolute awe and wonder at who had put the hit out on him. Who dared to?
That was an illegal alien that was comfortable enough living here in the United States, an illegal alien gang member, to put a bounty out like that. And when we look at what the governor or the mayor are talking about, they are the reason that gang members feel comfortable enough to do something like that.
Finally, the single most insane thing of the week. Do you remember the letter that I told you that former heads and assistant directors of the FBI wrote to Joe Biden and the Republican leadership back in 2024, worried about who was coming over our border and talking about how starting in 2021, the composition of illegal immigrants crossing Biden's open border began to change to where in the majority they were young military aged men, not accompanied by women, many from hostile countries. And they worried what these men would do in this country. And I think the answer is all manner of things. Well, we now know where some of them went. And the numbers are truly staggering. I'll let FBI Director Kash Patel deliver the news about exactly how many people we got to get off the streets of Chicago. Folks, this is like the Wild West, complete with bounties. I mean, what do we need? A bandana and a horse, and we got to Wild West here.
Places like Chicago. When I was there today with Todd, we learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right. You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides. When politicians choose to side with those metrics and not their citizenry, thank God we have President Trump and this Department of Justice and this FBI going in there and crushing violent crime. And President Trump sent us into these cities quietly to set the stage, to set up for the National Guard.
So far, according to Bovino, we've picked up 1,500 worst of the worst, all illegal immigrants. And God bless this man. He risked his life to do it. That just gives me chills. I'll let Greg Bovino wrap the podcast today because he earned it.
When we talk about those bad people and bad things that are no longer walking the streets, almost 1,500 apprehensions in a month. A majority of those 1,500 are some extremely bad individuals, whether it's child rapists, trained Aragua gang members, terrorists, honest to goodness terrorists on the terrorist screening database, and many others. Those folks oftentimes are walking with impunity on the streets of Chicago. And that's why we're here. That's why we have this federal response here, is to take care of that. When our local elected politicians won't do the job, we will.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.